The title of my message this morning is The Fruit of Joy. 1 Peter 1:8. Without having seen him, you love him. Though you do not even now see him, you believe in him and exalt and thrill with inexpressible and glorious, triumphant, heavenly joy. The joy that we are talking about is unspeakable joy, a joy that is inexpressible. What is joy? Joy is a shout, a proclamation that can manifest in singing. Joy is defined as a triumph, a cheerful and calm delight. Joy is a gladness of heart, a rapture in the soul that goes far beyond happiness. The original Greek word for joy is chara, and means the feeling of gladness based on the love, grace, blessings, promises, and nearness of God that belong to those who believe in Christ. It means cheerfulness and to be exceedingly joyful. Joy and grace come from the same root in Greek. Joy is an inner rejoicing that abides despite outer circumstances. This characteristic has very little to do with happiness and can exist in times of unhappiness. It is a deep and nourishing satisfaction that continues even when a life situation seems empty and unsatisfying. The relationship with God through Christ remains even in the deserts and valleys of living. The Bible used the word joy and joyful 250 times. The word rejoice appears 200 times. Joy is not totally based on our circumstances. For example, if your circumstances are down, then your joy is down. If your circumstances are up, then your joy is up. If you let your circumstances control your life, you will be like a yo-yo, up and down and up and down. Happiness may be based on what is happening, but not joy. Joy is like a deep well inside of us. No joy, no strength. Nehemiah 8:10 tells us that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Nehemiah 8:10 in the Living Bible says it this way. It is a time to celebrate with a hearty meal and to send presents to those in need. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. You must not be dejected and sad. Remember, the battle starts in your mind, even the battle for your joy. Your peace and your joy are connected. When you lose your peace, you lose your joy. When you lose your joy, you lose your strength, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Psalm 16:11 says, "You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore." Psalms 118:24 says, "This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." Let the fruit of joy mature in your life. Philippians 4:4 tells us to rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Rejoicing is something we do. Joy is something we have. Notice that Paul instructs us to rejoice in the Lord because our joy is in the Lord. That means that our joy is in our born-again spirits. Joy doesn't come from the outside in response to circumstances. Joy comes from the inside and is a fruit of the Spirit. Our outward circumstances may sometimes be against us, but inward joy can always be ours because we are in the Lord. We must think on good things to stay joyful. Philippians 4:8 states, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." We always have joy, but we must choose to rejoice. Our joy is a witness to others. The Bible says that we are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Believers are salt and light. Matthew 5:16 says, "In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." Your disposition of always being joyful and happy, no matter what is going on, could be one of the main things that could draw others into a relationship with the Lord and really get his or her life in order. You can't do that if you are a depressed, sad, and discouraged Christian. Our lights should shine through our attitudes and our smiles. Just imagine. You could win someone to the Lord and they could become a Christian and have eternal life, all because of the joy of the Lord in your life, which is a fruit of the Spirit. Philippians 3:1 says, "Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed is grievous, but for you it is safe." The words joy and rejoice were used 16 times in this short letter. This letter is one of Paul's most joyous epistles, even though it was written while he was in prison. The Bible clearly teaches that our joy is found in Christ and not in circumstances. The fruit of joy begins as a seed and must be developed. Developing the fruit of joy takes time and practice. It is just like developing your physical muscles. The development of your physical muscles doesn't happen overnight, nor will the fruit of joy be developed in your life overnight. You may not feel like exercising the fruit of joy. You may have difficulties developing this character building exercise. Your fruit of joy may get squeezed as you are learning, but this is a normal part of developing your fruit, and it is working your spiritual muscles. Sometimes it is difficult for us to develop our fruit, but with practice and God's help, we can. John 15:1-2 states, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will bear even more fruit." John 15:4-5 states, "Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit of itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." Jesus is the vine. We cannot bear excellent fruit unless we dwell in him. Our fruit matures and ripens as we stay on the vine, no matter what happens. Fruit picked too early is green, too hard, too immature, not fully developed, tasteless, and not very pleasant. Joy is a decision. David said, "I will rejoice in the Lord." In Psalms 35:9, he said, "Then I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be glad because he rescues me." It is a decision. You can look at the problem, the possible disaster, the lack, the pain, the past, the mistake you made, or you can fix your focus on the Lord and stay joyful. The choice is yours. It is your decision. Psalms 32:11. "So rejoice in the Lord and be glad, all you who obey him. Shout for joy, all you whose hearts are pure." Emotions cannot be chosen. No one can tell you to feel happy if you are not happy. Joy is more than an emotion. Joy is also an attitude. You can choose to be joyful regardless of your circumstances. We can have joy in spite of our circumstances. God wants his people to be joyful. As Christians, we ought to be the most joyful people in the world because we have hope. Hope is in the future gives you joy in the present. There is something about joy that many people don't understand. It is this: people who have joy also have problems, but because they know the truth of God's word, it allows them to have joy in spite of their problems. We can be joyful in spite of our problems because we know that God is with us. Isaiah 43:2 says, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze." We can also be joyful in spite of our problems because we know that God will help us. Psalms 43:5 says, "Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God." It is not your problem that is the problem. It is the way you see your problem that is the problem. When you are going through a hard time, or you are confused, you can have joy. You can have joy during financial difficulty, physical difficulty, job difficulty, and relationship difficulties. You can have joy in your darkest moments when you understand that what Romans 8:28 means when Paul said, all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Paul is actually saying that people who have joy have the knowledge and understand that God is in control. Do you realize the amount of joy we would experience in our lives if we knew God was in total control of everything that happens to us and that everything had a purpose? God's purpose for our good, our growth, and spiritual development. Joy and happiness are not the same. There is a big difference between joy and happiness. We can not be happy without being joyful, but we can be joyful without being happy. Solomon, a very wise man, said in Proverbs 17:22, a happy heart is good medicine, and a cheerful mind works healing, but a broken spirit dries up the bones. Just by having a good attitude and being of good cheer, we bring health and healing to our bodies. However, when we allow our anger, disappointments, and bad attitudes to rule us, we bring sickness, sadness, and disease into our lives. So when trouble comes, be of good cheer. Proverbs 15:13 says, a glad heart makes a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of heart, the spirit is broken. There is a direct link between our emotions and our physical health. This verse clearly states, it's the condition of the heart that makes our countenance cheerful. Although we don't always feel like laughter is good for you. Laughter brings health and healing. We usually laugh because something makes us happy, but we can always use some joy. The difference between happiness and joy. Happiness is eternal. Joy is internal. Happiness is based on feelings. Joy is based on knowledge. Happiness depends on what happens to us. Joy depends on who lives within us. Happiness is temporary. Joy is permanent. Happiness depends on our outward circumstances. Joy depends on inward character. Happiness is based on chance. Joy is based on choice. The word happiness comes from the old English word hap, which literally means chance. This word suggests that if things happen the way we want them to happen, then we are happy. But if they don't happen the way we want them to happen, we are unhappy. Joy is powerful. Remember that joy gives us strength to go through the storms of life. Joy is medicine for our wounded heart. Joy helps our light to shine everywhere we go so that our God can be glorified. Joy strengthens us for the battles in life. An attitude of joy gives us hope for the future. Don't let anything or anyone steal your joy, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. No joy, no strength.